Okay, hi everyone. This is our podcast. Today I am with my co-host, Ladea.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about my life and how I came to love music. And she's going to be interviewing me. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Yep. Okay, so to start it off, Layla, what instrument do you play?
I play cello.
Okay, cool. You like it?
I mean, of course. Okay. I wouldn't be playing it, but...
Okay, well, maybe you want it to switch or something. Yeah. Anyway, why do you even like playing the cello?
Because I feel like it's just me. I don't want to say it describes me in a way, but, like, I feel like it's a part of me now.
Pretty cool. I mean, how did you even get into playing the cello?
Music was, like, my cure for emotional abuse. Like, it wasn't bad emotional abuse, but it was, like, because being bullied from, like, fourth grade all the way to the beginning of eighth was tough, so.
So you turned to music?
Yeah, I mean, I had to. I had nothing else to turn to for comfort, so music kind of became my passion.
Well, when did you get into playing the cello? Like, what age?
So sixth grade, I was, what, 11? Yeah, I was 11 in sixth grade. I wasn't really serious about it, though, in sixth grade. It was, like, making sure if this was something I wanted to do for sure.
Oh, okay. So when did you get serious?
Probably seventh grade. Because I remember in sixth grade, we were playing out the book. It was book one, but it's okay. But I just liked hearing the music and I love my instrument so much. I was like, I think this is something I really want to do.
So that's how you got away from the world, basically.
Yeah, that was my... It was kind of like my inside world, to say. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you mean. So when you turned to cello, you were still getting bullied at this point? You still turned to music? You what?
I mean... Sixth grade, I turned to cello. Yeah, sixth grade, they were still saying I was bald, burnt, built like a man, looked like a gorilla.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was all of that. I mean, now I'm saying now that it was kind of corny, but like back then, I really used to bawl my eyes out and cry because I'm like, this is so tough. Like, why are y'all treating me this way? But yeah, sixth grade, I turned to cello. It was like to get away from them, kind of.
Do you think you turned to cello to put all your force and energy onto an instrument that you wanted to use in other people?
I do. Like, I don't think I'm the violent person. Well, I don't think so, but I just, you know, I feel like I did at first put all my anger on my string. That's probably why in eighth grade, I popped my G string. Okay. I was so angry. It was like, ugh. Like, I don't know. It was just a getaway. And it was something I could put my anger on. And it actually sound pretty good.
Okay, so you got into the music. Do you have any favorite composers?
Yeah, probably Vivaldi.
Okay, really? Like, what songs?
Four Seasons. Like, that is the hardest ever. Like, I'm sure some people may agree.
Okay, I guess I have to listen to it. Any other composers?
Nah, not really. It's not like I don't like orchestra, but, like, that's, like, my favorite composer in music.
I mean, what do you like about his music?
I don't know. It's like relaxing but energetic, if you know what I mean. It's like, I like it, not because like it's like it describes me, like relaxing but energetic. So I like it because I like myself, so.
Right. Cool. Okay, have you made any, you know, lifelong friends in orchestra?
Yeah. I don't know about lifelong, but it's probably like, I probably have like a couple people, But there's like this one ride or die. They know who they are, so.
Okay, well, you got into orchestra in sixth grade, so that means these are these same middle school people. Are those the same ones who were bullying you?
Let me tell you, these people were snakes. Like, they used to get on me for no... The same people, I didn't really... No, the person that's my ride or die, I didn't really talk to them like that until later, so.
Okay, so all these snakes that were in orchestra class, are they all still there?
Some of them are still there.
Oh, but now they're your friends.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, they're still snakes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like... My whole orchestra's kind of my, like, la familia, but, like, I just... You know, with certain people, I'm only associate them with me because of orchestra. Like, nothing other than that.
Can you say orchestra helped you academically?
Yeah, I could say that. But I've never been the type to fail, but I feel like it helps me.
Okay, well, since you were able to get away... and focus on your music, did that help you with your work? Like, even though you don't fail academically, were you still focused on your work at the same time? Or you either chose to focus on music or focus on your work at one time?
At one point, I honestly wasn't really caring about my work. That probably was, like, in seventh grade, because I turned to my cello like, that was my almighty. That's what I came to school to do. And that honestly became, like... my influence, my passion, that was me. So that's what I came for school. Like, that was what I came to do.
Did you ever compete in orchestra competitions or, you know, join groups?
I did MSYO in eighth grade. Ooh, that was a challenge. Nerves got in the way.
Man. How was that whole experience? Like, going to audition and everything? Explain it.
So, the day before I cried, very bad. I was really nervous. Like, I was like, oh, am I gonna get in? Am I even good enough? I started doubting myself. I don't know.
You were good. Why were you doubting yourself?
Because it was different. Like, once you're really going to do it, it's like, ooh, am I good? It's going to be people there that's better than me. And I kind of had to change that mindset and think that you are you. Do your best. You can do what only you can do. Don't try to do what somebody else can do.
Right. Because you'll never be them. So
right.
In the end, you got in.
Right. I did.
How was that whole process, going to the judges, playing your part? How did you feel?
I was of course scared, but after the fact, I was proud that I did it. Definitely shout out to Miss Swope, because I'm telling you, I really was not even thinking about not coming to the audition because I was scared, but you know...
Well, did the judges make you feel better? Like, how were their facial expressions?
No! He was looking at me like he's seen a roach. Mm-hmm. The other one was looking like he smelled a baby diaper. Like, I was like...
Oh, so you didn't have any help at all,
basically. No! Like, my only support were the people in orchestra with me. Like, it was scary. It was.
Well, were you able to talk to people at the competition?
No, I didn't talk to nobody but the people that were from our school that was there.
Oh, how can you be bougie and nervous?
I don't know.
Well, I guess just not a people person.
But the thing is, I am, but I'm not. You have to be a certain type of person. Like, you have to have a little bit of my personality in you for me to talk to you and relate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you want to be friends with yourself, so you have to find somebody really similar to you and who can really relate. Yeah. So I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for this interview.
Yeah.
Very inspirational, motivational. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So to sum it all up, you turned to cello to get away from the world, and it helped you mentally.
Yeah.
With what was going on and emotionally from all the snakes and the rooms. And you got through high school like that in middle school.
Yeah.
So, definitely. How's high school for you so far?
It's I mean, it's kind of just high school. I mean, I appreciate it because of the person I am and I have became today from my past. So I kind of thank my past because I stopped babying myself and I had to open my eyes to reality saying, you're not going to be a baby forever. People are not always going to care about your feelings. You have to do what you want to do that's best for yourself. You need to stop trying to please everyone else, trying to be go dog go, jump frog jump for other people. Exactly. When you can be on your own time, don't let anybody control you, first of all. And that's what I kind of had to learn, so.
Yep, because boys are still immature at this point. Right. Kind of like they're still in middle school.
Right.
So you have to grow up and leave them behind and leave all the snakes to still want to be gold diggers. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's sad to start cutting off friends. Like, I would hate to cut off some of the people that I hang around, but I kind of see myself outgrowing the people. Yep. And it's not even like on a cocky level. And it's like, just,
I'm more mature than you now. And you're still on that baby stuff from middle school.
Right.
So,
right.
I understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for this interview.
Yeah, thanks.
And you guys can catch us on our next podcast. And this is your co-host, Ladea.
And I'm Layla. And we'll see you on our next podcast.